Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 25 for Thursday, August 20th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. Ice Futures Canada canola contracts were stronger Thursday morning as the market continued to correct off the three-month lows hit yesterday. Canola was up $1 to $4, the November contract up $2.10 at $475.50 per ton. While recent activity in the market has been bearish from a chart standpoint, the futures started to see a correction late yesterday and could still bounce higher. Ongoing uncertainty over the size of this year's crop and the need to keep some weather premiums in the futures through the harvest season provided further support. Stats Can releases its first production estimates of the year tomorrow, and trade guesses place the canola crop at anywhere from 12.5 to 14.5 million tons. That compares with the 15.6 million tons grown last year. The Canadian dollar is holding steady this morning, providing little direction. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans are mixed while corn and wheat are both higher. Soybeans are up 2 cents to down 2 cents, the November contract down a half cent at $8.93 per bushel. Corn, it's up 1 to 2 cents, the December up 2 cents at $3.80 per bushel. A crop tour going on right now in the Midwest is seeing mixed results, with excess moisture causing problems in some areas and other areas in reasonably good shape. With a long time to go until the U.S. harvest, that production uncertainty did remain somewhat supportive for both corn and beans. Weekly U.S. export sales also helped underpin those markets, with new crop business coming in at the high end of trade guesses. However, bearish chart signals limited the upside, and most soybean contracts dipped below unchanged. Wheat, meanwhile, it's up 4 to 8 cents, the December contract in Chicago up 7 at $5.07 per bushel. U.S. wheat export business does remain sluggish at best, and that tempered to the upside, but chart-based buying and gains in outside markets helped pull wheat up in early trade. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, August 20th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.